Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's mother-in-law keeps trying to catch a glimpse of OP naked. Am I the butthole for doing weird and awkward poses whenever my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom? I'm a girl, by the way. So my mother-in-law came to stay with us for a few weeks until her home is renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she's been randomly walking in on me while I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked because I started picking up on her behavior after the second time in a week. She'd barge in, then turn around and say, "Oh, sorry," then close the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me, then flat out said, "So what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family!" He seriously said that. We have a lock and I could have used it, but I have past trauma from the idea of being locked in a room after my brother locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. So I came up with an idea. I'd go inside the bathroom pretending to use it and wait for her to come, because honestly, at this point I know that it's deliberate. When she accidentally barges in, she'd see me in a weird or awkward position. For example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or standing facing the wall with my hands up. Fully clothed, of course. I could see how awkward and weird this would be for her, because she'd stand there for a few seconds trying to figure out what I was doing. It was hilarious at first, seeing her initial confusion, but she told my husband about it, claiming, "I caught her practicing rituals in the bathroom." I cleared things up and revealed the reason why. My husband was livid. He called me childish and said that I made his mom feel terrified and weirded out by my behavior. He said that I should have acted maturely and locked the door instead of playing mind games. Alright, I'm in my 30s. You know how many times I've walked in on someone in the bathroom? Probably less than 5 times in my entire life. Why? Because if you look at the bathroom and the light's on, and you can tell the light's on by looking at the border of the door, that's like a cue, like, oh, okay, maybe someone's in the bathroom. This woman walked in on you, by the sound of this story, it sounds like 10 plus times over the course that she was here. There's no way that's an accident. That is intentional. So why is she doing that? Is she trying to catch you pinching one off, I guess? So this woman barges in on you in your own bathroom, in your own home, and then gets mad at you for doing weird stuff in your own bathroom? OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. All you did was match craziness with craziness. I'm giving your mother-in-law 1.5 out of 5 buttholes for not respecting privacy, and I'm also giving your husband 1.5 out of 5 buttholes for not supporting his wife. Am I the butthole for pretending not to know my fiancé after she had a meltdown during boarding the plane and was eventually thrown off? I imagine that I'm gonna get raked over the coals for this one. So, my fiancé, maybe not for much longer, and I were on our way back from vacation recently. It was a great time, and everything went off without an issue. That is, until we started boarding the plane. Now, I know better. I only bring a small backpack with essentials in case I don't get my checked bags. I can survive out of this backpack, and it will always pass baggage check for size and weight. I've done a lot of traveling, so why fight the system? My fiancé didn't want to listen to my advice and chose to bring basically a regular full-size bag that barely fits the standards of a carry-on. But generally speaking, the airline worker doesn't want to deal with the trouble and just allows it through. But this time, the airline worker just wasn't having it. It was a packed flight. We were boarding last in economy, and it was just a mess. I got through just fine first with my little backpack, but I could hear the argument from the boarding tunnel thingy and it was getting heated. I was about to go back and try to smooth it out, but my fiancé rushed past me and just boarded the plane. I assumed, not having heard the argument super clearly, that the attendant had just given in and let her on, but that was not the case. So we found our seats and settled in. I was pretty tired, and I could tell that she was upset, so I just kind of tucked into the window and put my hat down and tried to take a nap. But soon after, the airline worker and a cop shows up, and they were not effing around. They wanted her off the plane. She tried to plead, cry, etc., but they were not having it. And then, maybe in a moment of panic or just plain self-preservation, the cop asked if we're together, and I blurt out, "No," shaking my head emphatically. I got killing dagger eyes from her as she shot up and grabbed her bag and followed the cop out. She was swearing and screaming the whole way out. Now that I'm posting this, obviously this is well after the event. But when she did eventually get home, she caught the next flight out with her bag checked. Lol, I was there to pick her up. She obviously thought that I was the butthole. And to be honest, almost everyone I know thinks that I'm a butthole except for my boss and coworkers, who, for context, were very much relying on me to be back on time, which I gave my word that I would, because we have a really important project that was time sensitive. They were all very happy that I didn't get thrown off too. So, am I the butthole for this self-preservation? OP, you said that this is your fiancé, not your wife. So it's not too late. I just want to throw that out there. You can change your mind at any point and not marry this woman. I mean, like, yeah, you should stick by your partner and support your partner. But, getting put on the no-fly list is kind of a big deal. Getting arrested, kind of a big deal. Getting fired from your job because you promised your boss you would be there and then you didn't show up because you were in an airport fight with your wife is kind of a big deal. I think personally, if I were in your shoes, and my wife had some sort of weird blow up like this, I would probably get off the plane with her. Because this is kind of what falls under the for worse category when you make your vows for better or for worse. So, like, yeah, I would probably disembark from the plane and join my wife just as, like, a show of support, I guess, but I wouldn't be happy about it, and I can't blame other people for not making the same decision that I would have made, so I think I'm going to give you 0 out of 5 buttholes here. Your wife, however, gets 2 out of 5 buttholes. I hope you see this red flag for what it is, OP. Am I the butthole for refusing to participate in my boyfriend's family's tradition? I went to Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's family's house. I had met his parents and sisters a couple of times, but this was my first time meeting his more extended family. He said they make a whole day of it, so we would be heading over around 10 a.m. When we arrived, there were several men sitting in the living room watching football. My boyfriend introduced me to his brother, brother-in-law, uncles, and some cousins. His dad was also there. There was a cooler in the middle of the room, and my boyfriend grabbed a beer and sat down to watch the game. His mom and sister came in to say hi, and his mom says, "Perfect timing. We're just getting going in the kitchen. Come on, let's get you a drink." I go to the kitchen, and there are several women in there. They have Christmas movies on the TV, and most of them are doing some kind of food prep. I grab my drink and go back and sit with my boyfriend. I tried to strike up a conversation, but the guys were super into the game. After a while, I take my boyfriend to the side and tell him that I feel awkward since I'm not into football and no one's really talking to me. He told me, "Then go hang out in the kitchen. The girls talk up a storm. The family tradition is for the guys to watch football and the ladies to hang out in the kitchen and make the meal." I told my boyfriend that I found that extremely misogynistic, and I wasn't interested in going to the kitchen while the men sat around drinking and watching TV. I ended up just sitting around awkwardly watching them all talk sports until basically dinner was served, at which point they got up, got a plate, and went back to watching TV. I told my boyfriend later that I was upset, and he said that I was overreacting. I told him it was awkward because I didn't like sports and I didn't want to be banished to the kitchen with the women. I told him that I didn't really feel like I got to know anything about his family, except they have a messed up tradition. Am I the butthole? Okay, OP, so like, yeah, you didn't learn a lot about the family, but you did learn a lot about your boyfriend. You learned that your boyfriend doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with you. You learned that your boyfriend is sexist. You learn that your boyfriend isn't concerned with your feelings or sympathizing with you. You learn that your boyfriend is lazy. You learn that your boyfriend won't give you a heads up if you're going to be stuck in an awkward position. And you learn that if you take your boyfriend aside and say, hey, boyfriend, I'm really uncomfortable here, he'll say, deal with it, and go back to what he was doing. So, I think your boyfriend has blessed you, OP, because this is a glimpse into your future if you continue to stay with this man. So, like, in the grand scheme of things, what your boyfriend did wasn't that bad. Like, I'm not going to pass judgment on his family tradition. There's lots of families where the women cook and the men don't. So, like, if that's the case, then that's their family dynamic. I'm not going to criticize that. What I can criticize is your boyfriend not giving you any heads up about what to expect, not spending time with you, not rescuing you from the situation when you said you weren't comfortable, and just basically expecting you to cook and serve people that she doesn't know for the entire day. So I'll give the boyfriend 1.5 out of 5 buttholes, and I'm giving OP 0 out of 5 buttholes. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Am I the butthole for using flashcards to explain to my brother and his wife why they can't bring their rainbow baby to my wedding? My fiancé and I are getting married. We've decided that our wedding's going to be child-free. No hate towards children. We just want to keep it more organized and contained. My brother Chris and his wife have a 3-year-old son who everyone calls a miracle or a rainbow baby. He came after several failed pregnancies that lasted for years. When they found out that my nephew was included in the no children rule, they tried to convince me to make an exception for him. Chris told me his son is a miracle baby and his presence at the wedding will bring blessings for me and my fiance. I refused and said no, the wedding is child-free. His wife kept sending my fiancé pics of my nephew when he was months old. Like, what is that supposed to mean? But I told them no and to stop. My brother told me that this might cause a rift in our relationship. I again said no and explained the wedding is child-free. He asked again and pointed out how his baby is different since he's a rainbow, a miracle baby. I again said no and explained the wedding is child-free. They brought it up again when they visited my home, and I knew they weren't going to stop, so I made flashcards in advance with the phrase, "The wedding is child-free, period," and pulled them out and started slowly showing them the flashcards one by one in this order. The wedding, with a sticker of the bride and the groom, is child, with a sticker of a baby, free, with the sticker of a red circle with a cross through it, period, with a huge black dot sticker. They both were stunned. I asked if they get it now, and Chris lost his mind. His wife had already grabbed her stuff and walked out. Chris called me a butthole for doing this and said that I disrespected him, his wife, and their son, who's my one and only nephew. He rushed out after we argued. My fiancé saw the whole thing and thought that it was funny, but my parents and Chris are livid beyond measure. They're telling everyone about the amount of disrespect and mockery that I've displayed towards them, and I'm being told to fix it now. Wait, hold up. How exactly is clearly communicating your boundaries and then enforcing those boundaries after they're continuously trying to break those boundaries disrespectful? Answer, it's not. It's literally just not disrespectful. You said, no, I don't want to do this. Yeah, but what about, no, I don't want to. I know that you don't want to, but this is special. No, I don't want to. Yeah, well, please, we really, no. Like, OP, how many times do you have to say it to these people before they finally get it? Even after the flashcards, they still don't get it. You could not possibly have broken this down any clearer. I don't want kids at my wedding. And they're still like, well, you don't mean my kid, do you? I have a feeling that we have a pair of entitled parents on our hands here. And more than likely, we'll come across a story on r/entitledparents about these two. Anyways, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. You've been as clear as you possibly can, and they continue to disrespect you. I'm giving the rest of your family 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for crashing my wife's birthday party and taking her home? My wife turned 30 this week, and I'm a 26-year-old guy. We've always had a strong relationship, and I love her so much. My wife has a best friend from childhood, Jimmy, who's 28. I didn't know him that well, but this year we've gotten to know each other and we've gotten close. He's my best bud and like an older brother to me in a lot of ways. My wife goes all out for my birthday parties, and I love them. She's more of a stoic introvert, so I thought that it would be nice to throw her a surprise 30th birthday with just her and me and make it a special event. I wanted to make her a gift that she would love. Jimmy's an incredible artist, and for the past 2 months, I've been taking lessons from him. My wife was curious why I was spending so much time away from home with Jimmy, but I made vague excuses because I couldn't tell her that I was making a gift for her. She made a couple of comments, but never seemed upset. I told her a week before her birthday that I'd made plans with Jimmy. I have a job with flexible hours, so it's not uncommon for me to do that. She wasn't upset or anything. When her birthday came, it took everything I had to not say anything. When she left for work, I put my plan into action. I decorated the place, I brought out the cake, I had learned how to bake a cake from YouTube, and I stored it at our friend's house. I got a dozen bouquets of flowers. I got her a few other gifts too. She was supposed to come home at 5:30, but she didn't. I waited hours for her, but she didn't come home. I called Jimmy, and he said that he hadn't seen her. I called her, and she didn't pick up. I checked her location, and she was at a restaurant. I went to the restaurant, and she was there with her friends. They were eating a birthday cake, and she had presents. I had never met these friends of hers before. I think they're from work. She seemed sad. She wasn't smiling or energetic. I wanted to take her home and show her my gift so she would be happy. I came over to her and told her that she had to come home. We grabbed her things and left. On the Uber back, she didn't say anything. At home, she started crying. She's been sleeping on the couch and she avoids me. My wife hasn't talked to Jimmy either. I told my mom about it and she called me a butthole. I don't know. Am I the butthole? OP, you made your wife believe for a full week that you had forgotten about her birthday and that you wanted to spend her birthday hanging out with one of her friends. So, after being heartbroken that her own husband doesn't want to spend time with her on her birthday, she has a backup birthday scheduled with her work friends, and you crash the party and drag her away from it? OP, I understand the intent was to give her a surprise birthday party, but you have to disguise the surprise with something else. You can't just pretend to forget and crush their soul for a week until the day and be like, surprise, I'm not a douchebag. Like, one time my wife threw me a surprise birthday party, and she didn't just pretend to forget leading up to my birthday. No, she told me that we were going to go to a restaurant and have like a romantic meal together. But then when we got there, all my friends were there and my family was there. And it was like, you know, I wasn't expecting it. So surprise, it's a surprise birthday party. That's how you do it. However, I kind of, I kind of want to go easy on you here because I don't think that you're a butthole, OP. I think you're just dumb. I think you're just really stupid. Because, you know, you were trying to be thoughtful. It's just you were trying to be thoughtful in incorrect ways. So I think I'm going to give you, gosh, do I want to give you 0 out of 5 buttholes? I'll give you 1 out of 5 buttholes. But on top of that, I have to give you like a 3 out of 5 dumbass score because you're stupid, OP. Of course she would be upset by what you did. How could she possibly not be upset about it? I don't know. People might think that he deserves more of a butthole score. And if you think that, you know, I'm not really going to disagree with you. I just feel like there's that phrase. It goes like, never attribute to malice, which can be equally explained with incompetence. I kind of feel like that's what's going on here. He's not being malicious. He's just incompetent. That was r/AmITheButthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.